And now, one of the many episodes you'll only find in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey!
Hello?
Hi, Olivia. It's Camilla.
Camilla, you're missing it! One Way Street is about to be introduced on the Pop Music Awards show!
I don't care about boy bands! Listen!
And they're debuting their new single! It's called Don't Go Changin', a love song to my voice.
Listen, I need you to do something. I'm stuck at practice and my science project is on the back porch.
I hear they sang it in a private concert for the Queen.
Olivia, focus, please. My science project?
Yes, yes, is on the porch. I'm listening. Why is it on the porch?
Mom and I put it out there so the paint could dry. But it's getting windy, so I need you to bring it inside. Would you do that?
Oh, sure.
Would you do it now?
Huh? Yes, Camilla, I'll bring it inside right now.
Thanks. I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, One Way Street!
It's ruined!
I'm sorry. Camilla, I got distracted.
It's due tomorrow, Olivia. I can't hit it in like this. My double helix DNA model looks like a plate of limp spaghetti.
Well, I can help you fix it.
How? It took me like 20 hours to make this. It's already 8 o'clock.
Well, I can talk to your teacher.
No, just forget it.
Or Mom can say
just
something.
Just go away, Olivia.
Look, I'm really sorry, okay? I made a big mistake. Please forgive me.
No, just go.
After this break, I'll interview Red Hollard, Fix-It Guy extraordinaire, as part of my Odyssey's Unsung Heroes series, here on Candid Conversations with Connie. Don't go away. So, Red, we have about 90 seconds.
Okay.
I'll introduce you and ask you about your repair shop.
What should I say about it?
Just tell us how long you've had it, what kinds of repairs you do.
Well, I'll fix anything, even if it ain't broken.
Maybe you could tell some interesting stories about things you've had to fix.
Oh, I got more stories than the Empire State Building.
I bet you do.
Hey, can I talk about that 1967 Seaburg jukebox that I repaired once? It belonged to Gerald Ford's nephew.
That sounds great. Okay, we're coming to the end of the break. You ready?
Yeah, sure thing.
And we're back with Candid Conversations with Connie and my very special guest, Red Hollard, owner and operator of Hollard's Repair Shop here in Odyssey. I gotta tell you, Red is the biggest crack-up. He's got the funniest stories and the weirdest sayings. You're gonna be laughing your head off. Okay, welcome, Red.
Hello.
So tell us, how long have you had your repair shop?
As long as the tail of a squirrel, which I guess isn't that long, really. I mean, unless you taped a stick to it or something, then it would be longer.
Okay. What kinds of things do you repair?
Well, everything but the kitchen sink. Well, no, that's not true. I repair those too when they're broken.
Awesome. So, do you repair cars?
Oh, yeah. Red cars, blue cars, cars that have paint.
Do you repair jukeboxes?
Yeah.
I bet you have a funny jukebox story.
Nope.
Okay, let's go to a quick commercial, shall we? We'll be right back. Red, what happened?
Well, Connie, your introduction just talked about how funny I was going to be, and it's just impossible to be funny when you try to be, unless you're a comedian and you're getting paid for it.
You said you had a jukebox story.
No, you said a funny jukebox story on the air. The Ford story's not funny. I almost got charged with treason.
Oh, okay, well, do you have any other stories?
Sure, I got more stories. The Empire State.
Yeah, I heard that one. Look, you don't have to be funny, Red. Just be yourself. Oh, we're back on. And we're back with Red Hollard. Red, tell us about when you first realized you were good at fixing things.
Oh, well, I was 8.
You were 8 years. And?
5 months.
Red, when did you get that nickname?
When I was 8.
8 years and 5 months?
It was a busy month.
It's nice to hear a simple nickname. What name did I hear the other day? Oh, I remember. The kids were talking about this girl named Clorison. Have you ever heard that name? Clorison? It sounds like one of those mouthwashes that tastes really medicine-y. Man, my breath smells terrible. I better gargle with some Chlorosin. Where do these names even come from?
Birth certificates?
Right. Oh, look, we have a caller. Somebody wants to ask you a question, Red. Are you ready for a question?
I have no idea.
Yes, caller, you're on Candid Conversations. What's your name?
Chlorosin.
What?
The girl kids were talking about.
Oh. Time for another commercial. And let me just say again, it was thoughtless what I said about your name. Sometimes I don't even know what's going on in my head. Please forgive me, Chlorosin.
People have made fun of my name forever. It's okay.
It's not okay. But thank you for saying that. All right, that's all the time we have for today's Candid Conversations. Thank goodness. Red, anything to say before we go?
I never want to do this again.
Right. Okay, for Candid Conversations with Connie, I'm Connie Kendall, reminding you to think before you speak. Bye-bye.
I'll clean your room for a week.
I got a D. As in Dad, who's going to kill me?
What do I have to do, Camilla, so you'll forgive me?
You want me to make you a list?
Yes, make me a list.
Okay. Tell you what. Like Judge Jennifer always says.
Judge Jennifer?
On TV. Judge Jennifer's in the first grade. She tries cases on our playground. The case of the stolen juice box. The case of the Duck Duck Goose cheater.
Whatever. What does Judge Jennifer say?
If you jump in the sandbox, you have to shake the dirt out of your own shorts.
What?
The punishment should fit the crime.
I don't... Never mind. What are you talking about?
I worked on my project for 20 hours. So you have to do 20 hours.
Okay. Of what? Community service?
No. Of Camilla service.
Fine. I can do 20 hours.
We're running out of mint chocolate chip, Whit.
I'll get some more in a minute.
Why is no one going for the rocky road these days? Usually, that's gone before...
Hello?
Oh, hi. Can I help you?
I'm Chlorosin.
Oh, hi. So nice to put a face with the name. Can I get you something on the house? Is that okay, Whit?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the humiliation discount. My way of saying how much it... Are you okay?
I guess. Today was kind of a bad day at school is all.
Why?
More people listened to your show than I thought.
Uh-oh.
Everyone gargled at me. All day. All I heard was gargling.
Oh, because of the mouthwash thing?
Yeah.
I'm so, so sorry. I can't believe they're making fun of you. That's so childish. Of course, I did it too, didn't I? What can I do to help? Do you want me to talk to these kids or your teachers?
That might just stretch the whole thing out, Connie. I'd leave it alone. My guess is things will blow over pretty quickly.
I have an idea.
Oh, what's that, Chlorosin?
I could be a guest on your show.
Candid Conversations? What would you talk about?
My mom says that sometimes when you're embarrassed, you should just laugh along with everyone else. Make a joke about yourself before they do.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's called self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, maybe I could do that.
I don't know. What do you think, Whit?
Well, I'm concerned that it might make things worse.
Things gonna be worse than they already are.
Well, if you really want to.
I do. Please?
All right. My next show is at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Be here at 3:30 and we'll talk about funny things you could say about yourself.
Great.
Ridiculous!
Lucas!
Oh, hey, Camilla.
What's the matter?
I've been banned.
Banned?
From Wits End. For a week.
Mr. Whitaker kicked you out?
Yep, for the smallest thing.
What did you do?
I accidentally spilled my milkshake, and I said I was sorry.
He banned you for a week for that?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do after school now? Play outside? I gotta go.
Hey, Camilla.
Hi, Connie. Did Lucas just get banned from the shop for a week?
Yes, and he deserved it.
It just seems a little harsh.
Well, people need to pay for their actions or they won't learn.
Right. Exactly. Okay. I emptied all the trash cans and I scrubbed the shower, both of which were your chores. Plus, I made you a snack, finger sandwiches, and that's another hour, which makes 8 total. I have 12 more to go.
The shower wasn't my chore this week. That was Matthew's.
What? It was on the chore chart.
We switched, like, 2 weeks ago, and you put too much mayonnaise on these sandwiches. So, that hour doesn't count.
What?
You still have 13 to go.
Oh, are you serious?
You have to serve out the full punishment.
But, Camilla,
or you'll just do it again.
You've got to be kidding me. I made one mistake. One mistake. And I said I was sorry.
Not enough.
I've worked 8 hours.
7.
8. And you're still being really mean.
Olivia, there are consequences to
which... Yes, I know, consequences, okay? But this is too much. I blew it once. And it's not like you've never blown it. Like when you used up all the shampoo the morning of picture day.
I need a good lather.
You don't have to rinse and repeat. One shampooing is fine.
Not on picture day.
And how about when you broke the necklace Mom got me for my birthday?
I was 6, and you forgave me for that.
Exactly!
Dad says you can't bring it up again if you've forgiven someone for something.
Oh, so that's what this is all about? You don't want to forgive me so you can hold it over my head forever?
Maybe.
Well, forget it. I don't care anymore. I'm done trying to make up for one mistake.
All right, my first guest is Clorison Bennett. As you may remember from a few days ago, I made some foolish comments about her name. And today, she wanted to come on the show and talk over a few things. So, hi, Clorison.
Hello.
This is where you said you'd gargle, remember?
I don't want to gargle, Connie.
Oh, okay. So, tell us, how did you get your name?
My grandparents were named Clorison Mason. She was a nurse during the war, and he was a soldier. They both saved many lives, and we combined their names to honor them in their service to this country.
Wow, that's great. A very touching tribute. Were there any other names your parents almost gave you?
I don't think so.
The list we came up with before the show.
Can you read it?
Okay. Didn't your parents almost call you Cinnamon, Fluoride, or Minty Fresh?
Connie.
Fresh is the middle name, of course. That's a good one.
Connie.
And the street you lived at was the intersection of advanced care plus whitening, right?
You're still making fun of my name after everything you've done?
What?
Don't you think I've suffered enough? I'm already the target of everyone's jokes, and now you want to make fun of me on live radio?
Clorison, what are you talking about? This was your idea. You came up with those names.
Oh, please, Connie, stop the charade. You bring me on your show pretending you're gonna apologize, and then you use me as a target again? That's cruel.
But
there's a caller on line one. You should answer it.
Yes, caller?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Are you going to the party tonight?
Definitely. I just want to say I can't believe Connie doesn't get it yet. What she did was awful.
I know, right? Next caller. Connie, line 2.
Fine.
You're on the air.
Hi, this is Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. You going to the party tonight?
I don't know. I may be too upset by what Connie's doing to you. She should be thrown off the air.
I totally agree. Our school has an anti-bullying policy, but I guess they don't have one for kids' radio.
Okay, Clorison, I think the interview is over.
But the phone lines are lighting up.
Thank you, Clorison. You can go home now.
Kicking me out of the studio. Right out of the bully handbook.
We should go to a commercial.
Actually, Connie, before you do, I'd like to say something.
Okay, sure. We have another guest, John Whittaker, owner of Wits End.
Thank you, Connie. You know, there was a politician a few years back who made a mistake of poor spelling. He put an E at the end of the word potato. Well, the news went crazy about how unintelligent the man was to add that extra E. Even though he was a decent man, served his country well, and did many good things for America, he could never really get past that silly E. What Connie said the other day about Carson's name... Well, that was Connie's extra E. It was a bad lapse in judgment, and she feels awful about it.
She apologized several times. What happened here now was not Connie making another mistake. Clarison said she wanted to come on the show and make jokes about herself to get in front of the teasing. Instead, she intentionally sabotaged Connie. Now, Connie deserves a second chance. So I appeal to all of you. Please forgive everyone involved. Let this go and move on. Thank you.
I knew I was right.
Right about what?
That you need to forgive me and move on.
What? I think you need to be punished for your mistake.
Well, you know who agrees with me? Mr. Whitaker. Wait, what?
What do you mean Mr. Whitaker agrees with you?
How could he agree with both of us?
Maybe we should go to Wits End.
Yeah, maybe we should. I'll meet you there in 2 hours.
Why not now?
Because I need to prepare for this.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm gonna prepare too.
Colossians 3:13, ahem. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone.
Isaiah 13:11, thus I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked.
Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other.
Depart from me, you wicked!
Wait a minute, hold it, both of you. The Bible isn't meant to be a boxing glove. Now, will you tell me what's going on?
Okay, I made a mistake, and Camilla won't forgive me.
Now, wait a minute, Camilla. I'd like to hear from Olivia first.
Thank you. I said I was sorry, and I even did all these chores for her to make it up to her. But now she's taking advantage of me. And I heard you on the radio telling everyone to forgive Connie. She made a mistake, and she's sorry for it. Well, so am I.
Ah, all right. Well, thank you, Olivia. I'll respond to that in a second. Camilla?
Olivia ruined my science project because she was selfish. She promised to bring my project inside when it started raining and didn't. It was ruined and I got a D. So I think she should be punished because if she's not, she'll just do the same thing all over again. What she did was way worse than spilling a milkshake. And you punished Lucas for that.
Lucas?
Yeah. He told me that you banned him from Wits End for a week because he spilled his milkshake.
Well, there's a lot more to it than that. What he obviously didn't tell you was that he spilled many milkshakes on many occasions.
Okay, but he told me he said he was sorry.
Oh, yes, he did. Every time. But by the fifth time, it was fairly obvious that he was doing it on purpose.
Why?
Well, it was a prank he was pulling on people. He was secretly filming himself, purposefully tripping and spilling milkshakes on their laps.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I told him to stop, and then he did it again. And that's why I banned him from the shop.
He did deserve it.
Well, I believe so.
Okay, so what's the difference then between what Connie did and what Lucas did?
Repentance. Now, saying you're sorry is easy, but then turning away from your sin and taking steps to make things right is the proof of true repentance. Connie felt sorry for her mistake, Camilla. And then she asked for forgiveness and did what she could to make up for it. Which sounds exactly like what Olivia was trying to do. Don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. I think I need to ask for your forgiveness, Olivia. I'm sorry for the way I treated you. And as proof, I'll do whatever you want. Name the chore.
Oh, tell you what. Let's just call it even.
Hi! On today's Candid Conversations with Connie, we're going to talk about favorite vacation spots. What are some fun day trips you and your family have taken and special memories you've made? We've got a line or two open if you want to call in. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Brittany. I just wanted to say you do a great show, Connie.
Oh, thank you.
And I know you feel bad about what happened the other day, but it was just a silly mistake. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Brittany. Do you have a favorite vacation spot?
Nope, that was it.
Okay. Next caller, you're on.
Hey, Connie, this is Chelsea. I just wanted to let you know that, well,
I've made some pretty bad mistakes, too.
Mm.
I told a secret about my best friend, and we got in such a huge fight.
Mm-hmm.
But she forgave me, and we're back to being best friends again. So I'm really glad that my one mistake didn't ruin our whole friendship.
That's a great comment, Chelsea. Thank you. Your favorite vacation spot?
My what?
Do you have a favorite place to vacation?
Not really.
Okay, let's remember we're talking about vacation spots. Does anyone have anything about that?
Hi, this is Red Hollard.
Oh, Red, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, I just wanted to make sure you weren't letting that minnow of a mistake gobble you up like Jonah in the old whale's belly.
Oh, I'm not.
You know, God forgave you for that.
Yeah, I know. It took me a while, but I figured it out.
Because you were looking like 10 miles of bad road when I saw you last, like you found a hair in your biscuit.
Oh, well, I'm good now, thanks. So, do you have a favorite vacation spot?
Vacation spot?
Yeah, that's our topic on the show today.
You mean I'm on the air, live, right now?
Yes, that's right. So do you have a favorite vacation spot?
My pickup truck.
Your truck?
Yeah, the black one.
Okay, well, is there any special place you drive to in the pickup?
I gotta go.
Okay, vacation spots. Anyone? Yes, caller.
Hi. This is Camilla.
Oh, hi, Camilla.
I just wanted to say that my sister Olivia once gave me her Chrissy Cartwheel doll when I was 4, because mine broke.
Oh, that's nice.
She does that kind of stuff for me all the time. She's a great sister.
Very sweet. Caller?
Hi, this is Olivia.
Oh, hi.
I just want to say thanks to Camilla for the time she left me the good umbrella last week when it was raining so hard. She probably doesn't even realize I know she did that.
Oh, thanks, Olivia.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Since we have no vacation ideas, I'll just open the calls up to whatever you want to talk about. All right, we have a caller. Hello.
I always enjoy a big old crawfish boil after a day of frogging.
Thanks, Red.
Yeah, sure.
In Mark 11, Jesus says, "When you're praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." Remember when Jesus was on the cross? As he hung there in terrible pain, he asked the Father to forgive those who were crucifying him. They didn't even have to apologize first. If you have someone that you need to forgive, don't wait. Follow the example of Jesus and forgive them right now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Last Straw was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold, and our cast included Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, Kelly Stables, Lily Mae Stewart, Steve Easton, and Madison Calderon. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.